Money FM 89.3, best of breakfast. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3 with Adrian Abraham and Lin Li Fu. Lin, we love a survey on this segment, Why It Matters. Mm-hmm. And today it's going to be all about transport. Exactly.
Right.
So how did you get into work this morning?
I drove.
Okay, lucky you. I rely on my ride-hailing services to get me to work. So today, it's all about passenger satisfaction with taxi and private hire car services. Well, they dropped last year
with the score for wait time falling.
I can relate to this very well, actually. The most, according to the Public Transport Council's 2022 point-to-point transport services customers satisfaction survey. Quite a mouthful there, but we got there in the end.
Well, the survey, which actually measures user satisfaction with regular taxis and private hire services, was conducted from October 3rd to the 14th last year. And P2P services received a mean satisfaction score of 8 out of 10 in 2022. That's a drop compared to 8.4 in 2021.
Yeah, very interesting. Except for ease of booking, taxi services scored marginally better than private hire car services. This means satisfaction score for PHC services was 7.9 in 2022, and it was 8.3 in 2021. Similar to survey results from the previous years, respondents indicated that pricing was key in determining their choices of P2P services, i.e. taxi over PHC.
And to find out more about the P2P services customer satisfaction survey results and to unpack all of these results, we've got on the line transport analyst Dr. Walter Tessera, who's also an associate professor of economics at the Singapore University of Social Sciences. A very good morning to you, Walter.
Hey, good morning. Hi.
Okay, let's start with the results, of course. What are some of the factors that contributed to the drop, you think, in passenger satisfaction?
Well, you know, I want to put this in perspective. In 2022, that was the great reopening of our economy after we ended most COVID restrictions. And what happened if we had a surge in demand for travel, for work and leisure? You know, people started going out again, going to the office again. But we had a big lack of supply because our taxi fleet had shrunk. A lot of drivers had actually left the industry. You know, one in four taxis actually had been deregistered during the pandemic and they weren't replaced.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we had these complaints, high fares, you can't get a taxi, you can't get a ride. I mean, that's really what was driving the drop in satisfaction, because people can't get their rides on time.
Yeah, this is something I can relate to a lot because, you know, it keeps fluctuating. But tell me, how have customers' expectations evolved, you know, during the pandemic? Can you share with us the way in which that has been translated in the survey results?
Well, you know, during the pandemic, we had really muted demand for point-to-point travel because people didn't have to go to the office regularly, and, you know, all the restrictions meant we couldn't dine out and things like that. So commuters really got used to excess supply. The prices tended to be a lot lower, and if you wanted a ride, you know, you went to a taxi stand, taxis were waiting for you. You wanted to book something, there was a driver desperate to get some business. So it was a rude shock for commuters when the surge in demand after the ending of restrictions reversed all of this. And now, you know, the shoe's on the other foot. It's the drivers who can charge high fares, and basically, you know, it's the passengers who are looking desperately for a ride now.
Now, in most large cities, Walter, the majority of commuters don't use P2P services for routine travel, clearly because prices tend to be quite high relative to incomes. But here in Singapore, we've ended up with quite a high reliance on taxis and P2P for people in the middle class groups. What are the factors that contribute to this?
Yeah, so, you know, in most large cities like Singapore, the taxis really play a complementary role to public transport. They're kind of like a premium option for people who want a faster and more comfortable ride, you know, compared to taking the bus or MRT. But typically, you have very high prices taking a, you know, point-to-point service, and that's because the labor cost is high. You know, people earn pretty high wages in large cities, so the prices of these services actually rise to reflect that. And that means that the middle-class commuter will never use taxis in a place like Tokyo or New York City. They won't use them for daily travel. They'll use them on special occasions. But in Singapore, you know, a lot of people had gotten used to this idea that you could actually rely on a taxi for your daily travel needs, and that's a very unusual usual kind of behavior in a large city. So I think in Singapore, with the reduction in availability and, you know, the surge in demand, so I think we have to see a bit of a recalibration or a reset of how many commuters use taxi services. They may have to be something that, you know, occupies maybe they're definitely used on a more special basis when you're really rushing for time, but it may not be something that you want to rely on for daily use in the future, especially if the prices remain quite elevated.
Walter, the one of the major points from this survey, you know, the results, the lowest attribute for private hire car services was waiting time at 6.9. That's a drop from the 7.6 seen in 2021. I mean, what are some of the other factors that have contributed for particularly private hire car services not being as in demand as some of the other taxi services?
Well, actually, private hire services survey ratings, they tend to be quite similar to taxi survey ratings in the past because, in fact, over time, private hire cars have become much more similar to taxis in terms of, performance and licensing. So, for example, you know, a lot of private hire drivers are actually former taxi drivers and vice versa, and that's because the taxi license allows you to drive a private hire car if you want. But I think the main reason why private hire performance has done badly recently is because it's just really because of expectations. Private hire used to be the one that was easier to book than a taxi. It used to be the one that was more cheaply than a taxi. And that was because people remember the heydays of this big competition between Grab and Uber where, you know, they were throwing a lot of money at passengers and discounts. They were paying a lot to get more drivers to come and work for them. So, you know, if you remember those good old days, rides were cheap, private hire rides were cheap, availability was good. And today it's completely different. That industry is struggling with a lack of supply as well. Everybody wants to take one of these rides. And that's why, you know, the route the price commuters are experiencing is today the fares are high. And they just can't get their vehicle on time. That's why they're not very happy.
Yeah, Grab used to be so much cheaper back in the day. You know, with high labor costs, we have to talk about this, and lower availability, you do have a shift away from more casual or routine use, which is neither good nor a bad thing. It is just what you would expect if the price of the service reflects the high labor costs. Tell us a little bit more about this. I mean, what more can be done to address this?
Well, you know, I don't think it's really a matter of, any policy or any government intervention that's required. I think you just need to let the market actually resolve this because you've already seen steps being taken over the last couple of months to do this. I mean, what's been happening over the last couple of months is not only have fares been high because of surges, but there also have been fare adjustments and fare hikes to bring up the average fare level. And, you know, from the commuter's point of view, obviously no commuter wants to pay higher prices. They find that unpleasant. But this is actually the only way to bring more supply online because, you know, with the economic recovery post-COVID, people who could be taxi or private hire drivers, they have plenty of other good job opportunities out there. Why would you want to drive a taxi or private hire car if you can find another job which pays a lot better and which is a regular full-time job? A lot of people prefer those full-time jobs. So, if the fares don't rise, you don't have this industry being attractive to new drivers, and you need the new drivers in order to bring the supply up a little bit, right? But, you know, over time, I think we may need to find a new landing point, shall we say, a new equilibrium where the prices maybe are a bit higher. You get a bit more supply, but also maybe you have a bit of a reduction in what people expect or demand in terms of taking private hire and taxi cars for regular or daily use. You might see a gradual shift towards the model you see perhaps more in Tokyo or New York City, where people don't expect to take these things on a daily basis. You know, it's still an important part of the transport system, but it's more of a special occasion kind of service. And that might be what you see in Singapore in the future.
Walter, a quick one. Are you a commuter yourself?
Well, usually I drive, actually. I don't take taxis that often, only when they're going to the airport.
Okay, so what do you think are the areas of improvement that could possibly, you know, improve the satisfaction results next year?
Yeah, you know, I think what the industry needs to have is just a bit of time to get more supply online. For the taxi industry, there's certainly, I think, a bit of a question there about whether the taxi operators intend to increase their fleet sizes substantially, because as I mentioned earlier, they basically let maybe about one quarter of their fleet expire or lapse during the pandemic. So to what extent they're going to restore the fleet numbers, I think that remains to be seen. Certainly, I think the higher fares will go some way towards attracting more Singaporeans to consider taking up taxi driving or private hire driving, either full-time or on a part-time basis. So I think these are the things that need to be happen in order for improvements to register. Because, in the end, I think satisfaction, with private hire and taxi services, it's not a big secret as to what makes people happy. People want reasonable fares. People want, people want good availability. They want to be able to get a ride when they want a ride. And I think at least the availability part can be worked on if fares remain a bit higher and there's more supply coming online. Of course, people might still be unhappy with the high fares, but at least they can get a ride when they want it. And I think that would do a long, that would go a long way towards improving survey performance.
We've been breaking down the P2P services customer satisfaction survey results with the transport analyst Dr. Walter Tessera, who is also an associate professor of economics at the Singapore University of Social Sciences. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Take care.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.